And right now, I welcome into the studio Roberto Mezzamont. So welcome, Roberto.
Good morning, Renjo. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for coming in. So you've got a film called A Portrait of Love screening on June 22. Tell us a little bit about A Portrait of Love.
Portrait of Love is a film directed by Molly Reynolds, who was when my partner Craig Ruddy passed away January into 2022. She contacted me to actually honor that love story by using all the videos of my phone. So that is the outcome of the beautiful love that Molly and I work for almost 2 years, and it's a really beautiful honor to be able to show Craig working and the way we work together and amongst the community.
I understand there's about 5,000 videos that you drew from. Is that right? 5,000 videos from?
Yeah, it was 5,500 videos.
Wow.
Which was incredible the way how Molly and Sam, the editor, you know, were able to actually weave and create the most beautiful story.
Yeah. What's it like to see all that? It must be so personal for you to see it up on the screen.
It is I think I watched it a few times now. I think the first time I was very kind of numb, and then the second time I was able to actually watch it in, with so much emotions, but at the same time so much gratitude of that I spent part of my life with an amazing human being, and be grateful of the community that we have. I mean, that's been the key element in the last 2 years, because they've been taking care of me and looking after me. Being away from my family from Peru is really grateful to watch it, and after, you know, 2 years, realizing wow. It's still emotional. I had a dream of Craig last night, and we're constantly in touch and connected from different realms. And it's one of those things that we're going to continue creating always magic from different realms.
Yeah, that's beautiful. For the listeners who might not know who Craig Ruddy is, I was just thinking maybe we should stop and tell them who Craig is.
Craig Ruddy. He was a magnificent artist. He not only did a lot of different styles of work, but he was well known for. He won the Archibald in 2004 for the portrait of David Guplo, Two Worlds. That portrait, this year we're celebrating like 20 years since he created the portrait, and he did the portrait of Cathy Freeman, Warwick Thornton, Bruce Pascoe. He was hang at the Archibalds a few times, and he was a local. He had a studio in the pocket, and he created the most beautiful artworks, and the beautiful thing is that people get to see in the documentary the way he worked. It's an inspiration when people get to see it.
Mm-hmm. And so what can people expect in the film?
Now that I've been going to Sydney back and forth, lots of, I think, for relationships, for people who came to me and said, wow, thank you for teaching me the meaning of love when I see it as so openly that you've been sharing. I think one of the things that we were able to always teach to and nourish amongst the community was relationships. You know, it's a complex way to understand your desires, your wishes, your fears. And I think, you know, it's good to actually for people to look at it, you know, because sometimes when you're in a relationship, so I've been having a lot of experience of men and women coming to me and say, wow, that was a beautiful lesson that I learned about relationship. And I think that's one part. And then a lot of artists who they were really grateful to watch Craig in action and the way he worked. That's I think that's the main two things. And also, you know, the community having always, sometimes we forget in the past 4 years that part of the medicine for society is to open your doors, to cook together, to dance, to celebrate each other for our difference and how much we have in common, trying to, you know, in a way, there's so much news that are polarized our beings, and we, in a way, we need to put things in practice that are, it make us feel humane. And I think that is what it shows in the film.
Oh, that's beautiful. Roberto, you've talked a lot about community and the Northern Rivers. What drew you and Craig to the Northern Rivers?
I think back in 2012, Sydney has already changed a lot since the financial crisis in 2008 and then the local laws. We were feeling like we wanted to go away from Sydney, of the rules and the regulation, but Craig was also was feeling like he needed to be away from humanity, and he always was drawn into nature. That was his dream. So at that time, we used to visit a friend in the middle pocket, and we met other friends in Jolgon who we spent a lot of time together, and Paul, and we we had so many conversations about living in the Shire. And for me, at the time, I was like, I'm a city person, so I wasn't really ready for the big move. But I think Craig had a really beautiful vision. And I remember he always said to me, "Babe, don't worry, they will follow." And that's exactly what happened. We purchased the property in 2012, and years later, slowly lots of friends start moving from Sydney, so now we have this beautiful mix match of community from different places, from the Sydney community, Melbourne community, and then this amazing community people come from everywhere. And so it's been, I think the way the people here is very passionate about whatever, you know, different issues, but also the community is important, you know, to connect, to spend time, quality time. And the priorities as a humanity for me always been like that, because in Peru, visiting your grandparents every Sunday and making sure that, you know, they're well and honoring where you come from. And that's a really beautiful, important thing that as a Peruvian, I have in my heart. So I think for me, nourishing the community always is being one of the important elements.
Beautiful. And can you tell us about how you both met Molly?
Molly Reynolds and Rolf De Heer were in Adelaide at the time when we went to visit David Gupulu. David was going through cancer, lung cancer treatment, and we went to visit him. And Molly was there because she was actually doing she was working with David in the documentary, My Name is Gupulu. There was a time where David was surrounded with nurses, but also some close friends from the area, and we all came together as a family. So it was really beautiful synergy amongst all each other. And she got to actually observe the way Craig and I, we were, as and she was always grateful the way Craig, not only, you know, we only visit him, but, you know, we wanted to actually support David's situation that, you know, when he would pass, he needed to go back to country. And Craig donated some money, funds for that. And we become really good friends. That was an amazing outcome of that time. You know, we, Rolf and Molly, such an amazing artist with integrity and fun people.
Yeah, it sounds like it's all been leading up to this film. It's just the perfect kind of conditions and ingredients that have led us to this beautiful film that's a portrait of love.
Yes, I think you always have to trust that when you're you do the right thing, always beautiful thing comes out of this. I think it was you know, effortlessly the way everything unfolds. It was it's not easy, of course, through the process to give the videos and then look at the editing, but I think I look at it as a way that is going to be, it's inspiring for people to watch. I think we're so bombarded with watching so many things that is over polished, and where this one is really raw, honest, because it comes from my phone. So
it's fabulous. I think there's a lot to be said about documentaries and true stories at the moment. It's certainly, we're all a little bit sick of everything else. So
yes,
it's wonderful that you've put this together, and thank you for sharing your footage and your story with the famous Craig Ruddy. We're really looking forward to seeing A Portrait of Love. So if people are interested, they can see it at Byron Theatre on June 22. What about if they can't make that? Is there anywhere else you can see the film?
Well, at the moment, it's only in June. It's going to be a screening in Sydney, Melbourne, Darwin, and then Byron Bay. I don't have other dates at the moment because the publicists are working on those things.
That's all right. We can see it June 22 at Byron Theatre. That's all we need to know.
Correct. And there will be a Q&A. If people have questions, I'm happy to,
great,
to reply. Yes.
A Q&A just with you?
Yeah, with me. Yeah.
Fabulous. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing that. And we're really excited to see A Portrait of Love, the beautiful story about Craig Ruddy, which you've shared with the world. Thanks for coming in and chatting to us.
Thank you, Ranger. Have a beautiful weekend.
Yeah, you too.